Good afternoon, this is Sterling Smith with your AsNedge afternoon market wrap-up. And we did see a little bit better action in the corn market today. The EPA announced that they would allow additional blending nationwide of E15 ethanol for the summertime driving season, and that along with some short covering did give corn a boost. We saw May corn at 433.5, up 6.75, July at 443, up 6.75, December at 466 was up 6, and May soybeans at 1150.5, up 16.25, July at 1165.5, up 16.5, November at 1160.75, up 11.5. We did get some flash sales this morning. 216,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Mexico. 23,000 of that was old crop, with the balance remaining to new crop. So 121,500 metric tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. 13.5 of that was old crop, with the balance remaining for new crop, which is a little bit encouraging. July soybean oil at 44.94 was up 28. July meal 343, that was up 560. Old crop crush at 94.25 was up 50. And December new crop at 100 spot 170, at 100 even was up at 175. Wheat was a little firmer. July wheat in Chicago at 567.5, up 14.5. July Kansas City at 484.25, up 9. And July Minneapolis at 652, up 9.5. Savicon did come out today and note that they are expecting the crop in Russia to shrink by about a million metric tons. Rice for July at 1914 was up 6. Cotton, a little bit of a recovery today after what has been a rugged week. May cotton at 78.69, that was up 59. July at 81.02, up 41. And December at 77.55 was up 14. We had a live a cattle on feed report today. And March total cattle on feed came in at 11 spot 8.21, which was a little bit of an increase, but not as much as expected. Placements and marketed numbers were also noticeably smaller than March of last year and were also noticeably below expectations. So we should see a little bit of support in the cattle market. June lives at 175.70, up 33. August feeders, 253.42, down 88. June hogs, 104.97, up 228, did see further strength in bellies and hams. May milk at 17.80, up 42. July orange juice, 361.40, that's down 15. Crude oil at 83.21 was up 48 in choppy and volatile trade. The high overnight, though, was 86.28 after the Israeli strikes in Iran. And the market broke sharply and then did stage a recovery. We'll see what the weekend brings. May diesel at 254.58, that's up $1.20. May unleaded 271 even, that's down 37. May natural gas at 175, unchanged. Gold 2402, that's up 450. We did not set a new record high this week, but this is a record high weekly close, keeping the bullish momentum in place. Silver at 2901, up 35 cents. Dollar index at 106.12, that was down 2. Stocks disturbingly mixed today. Dow Jones Industrial Average 37,986, that was up 211 points, or about a half a percent. S&P 500, 4966, down 44 points, or just about 1%. And the NASDAQ Composite at 15,282, down 319 points, or a little more than 2%. So this would be the definition of bearish divergence. Looking at interest rates, they were noticeably lower overnight onward of the Israeli strikes in Iran, and they spent the rest of the time going back up and finished near the highest levels of the day. The 2-year at 497, down 1 basis point with a low of 487. 10-year at 461, down 1 basis point with a low of 449. The 30-year at 471, down 2 basis points with a low of 461. Next week, we do have the key PCE inflation numbers coming out later in the week. And with that, this is Sterling Smith from Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great weekend.